Good morning and welcome to Family Life Affairs. I am Yemi Graceman Adoluju, Lead Pastor, Lighthouse International Christian Center, Samando UI Road, Ibadan, Nigeria. In 1996, sitting down after a court session in my office on Military Street, Onikan, Lagos, an elderly woman of over 60 years of age walked in after a brief meeting with my principal. She was filing for divorce, and I had to handle the brief. Ma, you have been married for close to 40 years. Why on earth would you be considering divorce at this age and stage? I queried. My husband is not taking care of me, she snapped back. Was she really fed up? Was there another man in her life? And if there was, at what age? Could she be possibly fed up now, or had she gotten to a yield level? I couldn't help but think all through the night. A few months after, it was a pretty young lady in her late 20s that was the client sitting directly opposite me. She had been married with an elaborate ceremony for just 2 years. She needed divorce at all cost. What was her reason for divorce? In her words, I married the devil. A couple of years back, during the network news at 4 p.m., a record-breaking, or shall I call it record-setting episode of marital crisis and divorce was reported of a couple somewhere in Switzerland who went back to the registrar who had just joined them a couple of hours earlier for divorce from the wedding reception. Divorce is like death. It is actually the death of any relationship. It operates like death, and like death, a marriage can die in the early stage or at the midlife of the relationship or in the later stage, like the case mentioned earlier. Why do marriages break? Why would a man who was head over heels in love with a young lady suddenly turn his heartthrob into a punching bag few years after declaring, I do? Why do people go in and out of marriage? If marriage is this problematic, is it worth it at all? The questions are endless. Few journeys in life will generate as many crossroads as relationships, marriages, and parenting. The reason for this isn't far-fetched. The success of families and homes will yield successful societies, cities, and nations. The point is this. The family is the smallest unit of God's end-time army. It is the smallest unit of an advancing society, city, or nation, and as a matter of fact, of the entire world, the family. The family is so important, and this, again, like I said, is the reason why the enemy wages serious war against families. If you look at all the institutions of God and all the institutions created by man, you will discover that there is no institution that has been so badly attacked like the institution of marriage. Again, like I said, are there answers to these problems at all? This program, Family Life Affairs, is designed to answer some of your questions on marriage, on relationship. My objective is to present divine and practical principles, the application of which will ensure that your relationship and marriage is the best that God intended to be from the beginning. Understand that marriage or relationship cannot be reduced to a mathematical precision. You cannot add 1 + 1 in every marriage and arrive at 2 in every relationship in every marriage. One major reason for this is because of the variable nature of man. What works for one man may not work for another. But having said this, the principles of God are firm, His foundation and standards are sure from one generation to another generation. God is never changing, and so is the Word of God. The Word of God does not change. However, there are principles, practical principles, like I said, that the application of which will ensure that our relationships succeed and prosper. Do not be afraid to go into that godly relationship. Don't be afraid to get married. Marriage is not a burden. It is a responsibility. It is designed to make life better and not bitter for you. Do you think you made a mistake with your marriage? No, you did not. It only appears so. There can be no better person than your wife. You only need to discover her. In the same vein, you must understand, there can be no better person than your husband. You only need to find him out. Have you been thinking lately of divorce? Please come off it. A wise man once said, "Those who lose hope, go for the rope. Divorce is marital suicide. Don't go for it." Did you just discover that you are not compatible with your spouse? What does compatibility really look like anyway? I have been married for a few years and I've related with couples who have been married for many more years than I have. Yet, I have not found any couple in total compatibility. I think compatibility is all about change, adapting. You will discover that your marriage is one of the best around if you are willing and able to change and adapt. Remember, you cannot change your spouse, and the only person you can change is you. One area in which compromise is allowed and in fact healthy is in the area of marriage and in relationship. Are you married to the devil? You can actually tame him with your change, and the world will be a better place, not only for you, but also for all of us. Please understand that the concept of marriage is not an American or British or African invention. It originated from God. If yours must succeed, therefore, God's blueprint for a healthy relationship, for a healthy marriage, must be followed. For nobody can best tell us the purpose of a product like the manufacturer. The purpose and the principles of a great relationship can only be secured from God. Let's find out on this program the purposes for a healthy relationship and marriage. Let's find out what are those things that make for a healthy foundation for a glorious relationship. Let's find out what are those things, the building blocks that forms the superstructure of our marriage. Let's find out how do we cap this marriage with glory and honor, just the way God designed it to be. Let's find out these principles and let's look at practical ways to enhance our relationship and our marriages to ensure that it conforms to godly principles and standard. Don't forget, dear listener, that your marriage must not be patterned after what you see on Hollywood or Bollywood or Nollywood. No, not on the pages of any magazine or novel. The manual is God's word. And so we share from God's word and the practical experiences of people who have been married for many years and they are still standing, they are still saying, "I do." It is important also for us to adequately prepare for marriage. I have discovered that we prepare for so many things in life. We make elaborate preparations and plans for the wedding day, but the marriage itself, we make little or no preparation at all. And this is one of the major reasons why marriages hit the rock. We prepare for every other thing, but the event, the marriage, that will be till death do us part. We make no plans, we make no preparations for it. And we expect so much without any preparation. This is one major reason why relationships and marriages fail, why they do not work. My prayer is that your relationship and your marriage will prosper and fulfill the counsel and the purpose of the Almighty God. You will get to know that the success of your marriage is dependent on how willing you are to make changes and to adapt. You will also be discovering from this program, you will also discover on this program that the success of your marriage is largely dependent on the choices you make. You are a product of your choice, and what you are experiencing today are products of the choices you made yesterday. Choice, not chance, determines destiny. The destiny of any marriage is also determined by choice and not by chance or happenings around. My prayer once again is that God's determinate counsel and purpose for your life and for your marriage will come to fulfillment in the precious name of Jesus. Your marriage can work. Your marriage must work. Your marriage will work. I am confident that as we engage biblical and practical principles, our marriages will begin to blossom and to prosper, and thereby we begin to build a successful society, we build successful cities and successful nations all over the world, and the church of God will advance. And do not forget, Jesus said, "Principles, will I build my church? Will I build these families? And the gates of hell shall not prevail. As we build on the principles of God, as we build on the foundation of Christ Jesus, the gates of hell fighting against marriages all over the world will not prevail. And the church, represented by your family and my family, will press forward and push back hell and its evil agenda against the principles of God for a godly relationship and family. Join me on this program every Friday at 10 a.m. West African time, that is GMT plus one, as we share together on Family Life Affair. Note that the program is relevant to singles, to the married, to parents, to grandparents. The program is relevant to all. And so do well to invite your friends and your contacts. Share the link with them and get ready to join me again same time next week. Until then, I am Yemi Graceman Adulugu, wishing you a very wonderful weekend, and the Lord bless you.